Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Good evening and welcome to Monsters Among Us, the Tuesday edition. I'm your guide, Derek Hayes. Well, howdy partners, and welcome back to another thrilling installment of your favorite podcast. I have what old-timers would call a humdinger in store for you tonight. A themed episode that's from out of this world. Now, you know, I'm often asked, what does it take to have an experience? A ghost sighting, cryptid sighting, or UFO visitation? And my simple answer, usually, is this. You need to be paying attention. You can't have your face buried in your phone or your mind in the clouds. You have to be alert, on guard, and you have to notice the odd things when they present themselves. And that's what all of tonight's callers have in common. They all took my advice and looked up in the sky. That's right. For the second time now, we're doing an all UFO-themed episode. So grab the binoculars, ready your camera, and slip on that tinfoil hat. We're about to take off. And to kick us off tonight, we begin outside of the Borrego Triangle. Mick from California, thanks for getting us started.
Hey Derek, my name is Mick. I live in San Diego, California. Actually, Chula Vista is the exact area. Anyways, I live about not even an eighth of a mile from a road called Proctor Valley Road. Not sure if you've heard of it, but Creepypasta did a YouTube video on it because supposedly it's one of the most haunted roads in California. Anyways, the other day, it was September 17th, 2022, I was driving to a casino called Hamul Casino that is literally 12 minutes from doorstep to doorstep from my house if you go on the back road, Proctor Valley Road, dirt road. Anyways, I was driving and it was 7 o'clock in the afternoon, and as I'm driving on the dirt road, I'm looking up, and normally I don't look up at the sky or anything, but just recently I've been listening to all of your podcasts and I feel like it opened your eyes. I'm sure the other viewers can attest to that. It makes you more hyper aware of the things that are around you that you normally wouldn't look for. So I'm looking up in the sky, I'm driving, and sure as heck, I see these three lights. The way that they were lined up, I assumed it was like almost like a wind turbines or something like that, or like some really high sort of wind turbines, because they were in like a line, just one in back of the other. So I'm watching them, not thinking really anything of it, but then as I'm continuing to drive, I notice that they're just like hovering, and they have a big bright light, and they aren't an airplane, because they would have been moving already from where they were. So that's what really kind of made me wonder. And then it wasn't a helicopter, but they were just kind of staying in the same exact spot. So I got out of my car and I took a video of it, and I'll email that in, but it was a 50-second video. And the weird thing was, when I started videoing, the forward one that was closest to me started coming like kind of in my direction. And actually in the video, I can be heard saying like, holy crap, it's starting to get closer to me. And that one moved closer to me, and that's the only one that distance changed. The back two were still in the same exact spot. And so I continued watching these lights. And then here's where the weird thing happens, is when I got to Hamul Casino, I'm watching the second light, the one that was in the middle. And as I get to the casino, now that light, and I never lost contact of it, I never lost sight of it, but that light now was directly over the casino, and it was the shape of a plane, but it looked like it was going like, I don't even know, like 40 miles an hour. Like, it took like 10 seconds just to get over the casino. And if that was a plane, that thing would have already landed in Lindbergh Field down in San Diego from the time I started videoing to there. So that was the weird thing, but it didn't have the typical lights of a plane. It didn't look it, but it was just like the shape of a plane. But it was just weird how it could be going so slow. I even showed my wife the video, who's like the biggest skeptic I've ever met, psychology major, and everything has a reason, and she couldn't understand really what it was. But anyways, I'll send in the video to you, and you tell me what you think. It's just really strange, because in the video you can see they're just hovering, and they weren't drones. Once I got close to it, it was actually the shape of a plane, and it almost looked like it kind of changed. Like, originally when I had seen it, it wasn't the shape of a plane, it was more circular. And then once I got to it and it was above the casino where, like, people could see it, then it changed to, like, the shape of a plane, if that makes any sense. Anyways, I will call back with one other story about the portal to hell that was in my sister's house and the crazy stuff that followed and came out of that thing. It was crazy. But that's it. I've never had any other things happen, and yeah, pretty interesting that it happened after I started listening to your stuff. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Mick. Now, true to his word, Mick did send in the video that he referred to. It's in the show notes and on our social media if you want to take a look. But for those that won't, I'll briefly describe what I saw. It appears to be taken near dusk or dawn, and is a shot of a sandy hillside with some scrub brush on it. And just like Mick said, three balls of light hovering there in the sky. Now, I admittedly need to do more studying up on military flares, because part of me wonders if that's all we're looking at here. That area is rife with military installments. But I suggest you go to the show notes and take a look for yourself, and tell us what you think you see. Thanks again, Mick, for sharing your story. Now, the experts say now is the best time to take our first break, so let's get that out of the way. But when we come back, another odd occurrence outside of San Diego that you just have to hear about. I'll be right back.
Celebrate the holidays with local customers.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
If he wants to coach next year, regardless of where, for sure.
But he doesn't look back on it with a lot of regret.
Now, like I'd mentioned, Mick's call is not the only San Diego-related entry I have for you here tonight. Check out what repeat offender Cody saw while he was working near that area.
Hey, Derek. This is Cody. I'm originally from Tennessee, but I live in California now. I used to do a lot of work up and around the Santa Rosa Plateau in Southern California, and it's not far from Camp Pendleton. So you're sort of used to seeing a lot of helicopters and patrols and just everything up there. But there's also some pretty weird stuff that you can see. One of the times in the middle of the day, I spotted a UFO of all things. It looks like a chrome teardrop down to the point, but it was sideways, like it wasn't straight up and down. And it was just floating there over a field. And I had to do like a double take, and I pulled off real quick just to look at it. This was about the time one of the Pendleton helicopters was making its passes. It was almost like the pilot did a double take, like they didn't see it on their electronics or something, because they went past it and then immediately did a hard bank. Like the helicopter went sideways, he turned it so hard. And when the helicopter reacted like that, the ship sort of reoriented itself a little bit more towards San Diego, and then almost like it charged up, and then from a point of not moving, it vanished. Not like vanishes and disappear, but it shot off in a speed that nothing should be able to. Like, you saw the direction it went in, but it was so fast it was gone in a blink of an eye. The helicopter did a few passes around the area, and then it headed straight back to Camp Pendleton. It was weird, as in the teardrop was chrome, but it wasn't as reflective as you think it would be, as in you couldn't really see the field underneath it. That might also be just because of how high it was up in the sky, but no, it was definitely an odd experience. Thank you. You have a good day.
Thanks, Cody. They come in all shapes and sizes, folks. A teardrop on its side this time. Now, it's easy to visualize, but it's difficult to describe. But I have heard that same shape reported, typically as a light bulb on its side. Now, you know, I was curious about how often different UFO shapes are reported. And to my surprise, there is some data on the subject. It comes to us from the South China Morning Post out of Hong Kong, and according to their intel, most report just a strange light in the sky, followed by triangles, circles, spheres, fireballs, discs, and finally ovals, in that order. Now, the graphic didn't give actual metrics, otherwise I would have shared them with you here. But the article is intriguing, and there are some interesting tidbits there to be had, including a robust diagram of different shapes and sizes, along with where that shape was first reported. It would be a great way to find similar sightings to your own if you've ever had one. Again, you can catch the link over in the show notes. Now, here with another of those shapes is Troy, out of the state of Wyoming.
Hi, my name is Troy Weishar. I live now in Thermopolis, Wyoming. but I grew up mostly in Chicago and Indiana growing up, and my favorite things about living in a small little mountain town in Wyoming is I walk home as a bartender every night and I look up at the night sky and I see beautiful stars and the Milky Way galaxy. And I went home last night doing the same thing I always do, looking up, and I saw something swoop down at me out of my peripheral vision. I thought it had to be some type of, like, you know, there's bald eagles out here, hawks. It had to be something like that to be moving that aggressively. And when I turned and saw in my vision, it looked gray, brownish, like a natural light, but it didn't make any sense to my eyes what I was looking at. And as it approached me, it turned. And when it turned, I realized that this object was not close to me like my vision was telling me. It was very far in the distance, kind of over a mountain range, kind of over the Bighorn River here. And when I looked at it, it had a kind of oblong shape, like a very long curvature shape, pill form, or, like, you know, cigar shape. But it was enormous, about 6 stories long is what I would guess. And as I'm grabbing into my pocket to pull up my phone, like, I got to get a picture of this for my family and friends, it moved away so aggressively. Like, if you were on your desktop on your computer, like a mouse pad, and you just move your mouse pad, like, off your desktop, just, it just took off into the horizon as fast as I could get my phone out. And it just baffled me. I told my brother about it today. He lives in California, and he told me to call in and just share my story. So at least I can share it with you guys, because I don't want to be the crazy town idiot who saw, like, a 6-story UFO out here. But the best way to describe it is it didn't have any markings. It didn't have any windows. It didn't have any luminescence. It didn't have anything that would show it had technology, other than the way it moved and its shape was just like nothing I've seen here on this earth. Yeah, that's my story. Have a good night.
Thanks, Troy. Like I said, they come in all shapes and sizes, which only widens the mystery further. Now, it sounds like this is what they call the cigar shape. This is an oldie, but a goodie. The cigar shape has been reported since, I want to say, the late 40s, making it one of the most popular shapes that witnesses have dared to call in. But you don't have to take my word for it. Here is an actual report from August 8th of 2022 that was submitted to the National UFO Reporting Center. It too occurred in the state of Wyoming, somewhere near Jeffrey City, specifically. Here is that report. I saw a cigar-shaped object slowly moving west to east about 10% above the horizon. While camping at about 9:15 p.m., I was stargazing, and I saw a glowing cigar-shaped object in the north, about 10 degrees above the horizon. It took me a moment to realize what I was looking at. Then I noticed it was steadily moving from the west to the east, and was completely silent. The object was horizontal to land and moved in a horizontal direction. I'm a 69-year-old retired senior inspector with the U.S. Marshals Service. I'm not going to lie, that sounds awfully familiar. But what it is, I could not tell you. But a big thanks to Cody and Troy for sharing those entries. Now, folks, if you have a tale to tell, a true tale, give our hotline a call at 888-608-NIGHT. That's 888-608-NIGHT. Or record your story as a voice memo on your phone and email it to me at monstersamonguspodcast@gmail.com. Now, you know, movement is also very key in a UFO or UAP encounter. Take the movement of the craft from this next story, for example, because I sure can't explain it.
Hi, Derek. I've called before. I'm going to stay anonymous. This would have been the end of May 2020 because we had just gone back to work from the quarantine. Anyway, I should have done more research, but I figured I'd should just go ahead and call while I have the nerve. So anyway, my buddy and I go out on my boat on the lake in Mississippi, Core Lake, C-O-R-P-S. And we go out on my boat at night, you know, to watch the comet. All you have to do is look up the end of May of 2020. I don't remember the name of it. So anyway, we go out on the water. It's late at night. You know, it's extremely rural. Turn off all the lights on the boat and just in the middle of the lake. And it's a big boat. And he's laying on one side on the cushion. And on the other side of the bench. And all of a sudden, it was not the comet. The best way I can describe it. We had just both laid on our back. You know, looking up at the sky, hoping we see a comet or whatever. And we see this bright light bounce across the sky. The best way I can describe it is making, like, you know, like a arch across the sky. I don't know how to explain it. Like, boing, boing, boing. So fast. And it was over. And it was not a comet, and we don't know what it was. And the second it was over, I said to my buddy, did you see that? And he said, yeah, nobody will ever believe us. And he would never talk about it. We don't know what it was. It was not the comet. But it was crazy. It was like a bouncing ball making an arc across the sky so fast. And it's like whenever it would hit the bottom of the arc, the space between time would be the same. And then it was just gone, bouncing across the sky. And I've tried to research it, and I have no idea. Anyway, keep doing what you're doing. Great job. Thank you.
Thank you, caller. Now, it sounds like a meteor entering our atmosphere, but I don't think they usually bounce when they do. Maybe someone listening has some clue as to what this might have been. And if they don't, well, then it's truly a mystery. Thank you again, caller, for sharing with us. Now, from bouncing to swimming in the sky, please welcome Nick from Idaho to the show.
Hey, Derek. This is Nick from Idaho, Boise, Idaho. And I gotta say, Laura and Destiny, I, on the previous programs, mentioning the Firefly, like, UFOs, or, you know, I have seen them. When I was a teenager in high school in McCall, Idaho, it was early spring day, there was still snow, you know, big snowbanks on the side of the highway. We decided to, in the middle of the night, you know, just being courageous, bored youngsters, we would go and we walked into Air Basin in the middle of the night, and we decided to just go there, and there's a big meadow in Bear Basin that it was like a snowmobile but packed trail. Once we got off the highway, it was probably the middle of the night, I want to say late March, so took about an hour of walking to get there. It was me and two of my friends, but we get to the meadow and we look straight up, and straight over our heads, I mean, we're talking 90 degrees declination, is that correct? Straight over our heads, there was just a swarm of little firefly-like lights. And this was a clear night sky, no moon, you know, crisp, cool night. And this was, this is in like 1997. So we were out there mesmerized, and I'm like, are you seeing what I'm seeing? My buddy says the same thing. And there was all three of us, and we were just mesmerized looking at this. And there was only a pocket of space, probably about the size of a tennis ball at arm's length, you know, spit of space overhead where these lights were just kind of swimming around. And my first instinct was to analyze them for their demeanor or their temperament towards one another to see if it was, like, malicious, if there was, you know, Star Wars going on, you know, looking for some sort of, like, artillery fire or something. And their demeanor among each other looked more playful and, like one lady said, kind of organic. It looked like a kind of a swarm of mosquitoes in a way. But yeah, we sat out there for about 40 minutes watching these lights swim around. And, you know, eventually we started getting cold and decided to walk back to town. and they were out there, you know, all the way until the city lights kind of drowned them out. But yeah, there was probably somewhere in the ranks of 30, 40 lights, and they would just kind of go on and off and swim around kind of at will, and definitely being piloted by something of intelligence. And this was way before drones, and I mean, the only thing that even remotely is similar to that is the tether incident put out by NASA. That is kind of probably what I would imagine it looking like in space, because this had to be very high atmosphere or low orbit. But anyways, that's the story, and I'll talk to you guys some other time. I got all kinds of stories from here in Idaho. It's a weird place. And take care, and thanks again.
Thank you, Nick. Now, we covered a video on Paranormal Caught on Camera that was very similar to what Nick just described. Dozens of faint lights dancing and darting between one another, high up in the sky. Now, in that case, I was very certain I knew what we were looking at. And it was simply birds. They were partially lit by light pollution, nearby highway lights or city lights, something like that. And they were most likely seagulls, flying at several hundred feet in the air. Now, I don't know the episode that it was on, or even if the video made the final cut, but I promise I do remember discussing it. And I wonder if that's not what you saw too, Nick, because it certainly sounds similar. But I guess that all depends on if you have those kinds of birds up there, and if there was a light source close enough by to illuminate them. And before you go thinking I'm crazy, I've linked to an article in the show notes that tells you of just such a thing happening all the way up in Alberta, Canada, a couple years ago. Complete with a photo. And whether I'm right or wrong, I'm glad you gave me an opportunity to make a guess. We thank you again, Nick, for the phone call.
They didn't have any kind of ego or attitude at all.
Have you had your system safety check on your heating?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
It very well could be, right? I mean, we're seeing...
And so forth. So, it not...
Now, wouldn't you know that these things are seen just about everywhere? Not just here in the U.S. Just as Rose, out of the U.K., can attest.
Hi, Derek. My name is Rose. I'm from England, and I've been listening to your podcast for a few months now. I've really been enjoying listening to people's stories and experiences, and it's really just kind of piqued my interest in the supernatural. I've always been slightly interested in it, but more recently have been getting into it. So I just wanted to share something with you that happened to me last month. I'm recording this on the 2nd of October, 2023. And last month, I went to Italy to see a friend who's moved out there. And she's got a house in this small village called Bagni di Luca, which is near Luca City, which is near Pisa, for some geographical reference. So it's in the Tuscany area. So I was visiting with her, and on the Saturday evening that I was visiting her, We had two of her friends come over. So it was myself, her two friends, my friend, and her partner. So there was five of us. And she has this house that's halfway up a hillside. It's in beautiful countryside, and you can see right over the hills in this beautiful part of Italy. And she has kind of built this patio area on the side of the hill on one of her terraces. And we were sat out there having a barbecue, and it got dark, you know. We had a little lantern light so we could see what we were doing. We're all sat there, and the sky starts lighting up. It was a lightning storm, which was pretty cool. We didn't hear any thunder. There was just, you could see kind of over the distance towards her house, past her house, there was some lightning in the clouds, and then it kind of came around to front of me. So I was facing further up the hill with my back down the hill. Her house would have been off to my left, and the road would have been off to the right. So I'm looking up this hill to where the clouds are, just at the top of the hill, and I can see all the lightning going on. And I see through the clouds this beam of green light, which would not be dissimilar to maybe like a laser pointer, except it was wider and not as vibrant. And it was through the clouds, and it didn't appear to be coming from anywhere. It didn't have an origin. The beam of light that we saw, because the girl next to me also saw it at the same time as me, it appeared to be traveling through the clouds, and you could see it as it moved towards the hill that I was looking at. It was moving kind of in a line, so it would disappear behind part of the cloud and reappear through a gap in the clouds, and it just looked like it was traveling towards the hill, in the direction of the hill. And what was really interesting was that there were these little circles of light within the beam of light that also appeared to be traveling in that direction. And it was very strange, and although I've had an interest in the supernatural, I haven't really experienced anything myself. And I was kind of hoping that one of the other guys would have said, oh, well, yeah, that looks like this. But eventually everybody around the table saw it before it disappeared. It wasn't out very long, maybe a minute or so from when I first spotted it and the girl next to me spotted it. But eventually the guys also saw it just before it headed behind the hill. And I asked them, what colour do you think it was? And most people, I think four out of five has said green. One of the guys said maybe like more blue. Obviously colour's a bit subjective, so yeah. But we mostly, for the most part, we thought it was green. And and I said, did you see that there were little circles inside the beam? And the girl next to me said, yeah. And I said, it looked like it was travelling towards the hill. It didn't look like it came from anywhere. So that was the strangest thing. So I was at an event this weekend just gone, and some of the people there had laser pointers, and it was definitely not like a laser pointer. Just very strange, and I don't know what it could be, and I love all your inputs on people's stories and experiences. I like your perspective and how much you get into researching. So I really hope that you might be able to either explain this or find someone who's had a similar experience of this UAP, because it was very strange. My partner did suggest that maybe it was the kind of lights they use to measure out train tracks, but we were in the hills in, you know, a very steep area, and the train station and the train line, I know because I came in on the train, were down at the bottom of the valley, not on top of the hill. The village on top of the hill is only accessible by car. So, yeah, that's my story. I hope that you can use this, and I hope that I explained it very well. I always listen to people's experiences and think how well people explain things. So I really hope that this is clear and that you can use it. Yeah. So thanks so much for everything you do, Derek, and love listening to the podcast. and I'll keep on listening. Thanks very much. Have a good day.
Thanks, Rose. Now, I don't know if I have any answers for you here, Rose, though I will point out that green is reported quite often. Sometimes reported as a beam of green light shooting down from the sky. I can say I've received that report a number of times lately. But I don't know that it matches your report. And frankly, I don't know what would match your report. So instead of sitting here guessing, I'll do this. I'll open it up to the audience. So if you've seen something similar to what Rose just reported, give us a call. 888-608-NIGHT. And I'll be sure to let you know what we learn, Rose. But in the meantime, thank you again for submitting that entry. Now folks, just a quick reminder that you can do a majority of your holiday shopping directly from our website, monstersamonguspodcast.com. We all know that the Monsters Among Us lover in your life would adore a t-shirt or a hat or a poster or a patch, a pen, sticker, something. So just visit monstersamonguspodcast.com and click that shop tab. Now next up, we head back to the States. Utah, in fact. Jake, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Derek, it's Jake. So, today's a very exciting day. I thought I'd call and announce this. The U.S. Navy today just announced that the confirmation of UFOs and aliens do exist. And I feel that's like a very exciting day. So, with that being said, I'd like to share my UFO story that I experienced when I was about 20 years old. It took place just above the Ochre Mountains. I was in South Jordan, living with my parents at the time. And, which is funny, I actually have three different witnesses in this event. And it all occurred right around 1, 2 o'clock, around January. I know it was cold because it all happened late at night, around 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. And make a long story short, I'm outside. I'm looking to the south. I was outside pretty much doing my business, and I'm sitting there, and I'm just enjoying the night sky, and all of a sudden, I look out towards to the southwest, and there's this long range of mountains called the Ochre Mountains, and it's pretty much just west Salt Lake Valley, and sits right on the edge. So I'm looking, like I said, I'm looking southwest, doing my business, taking a piss, looking at the night sky, and I just glanced my visual towards the southwest, towards the corner of the mountains, and there was a moon. I do remember there was a moon, and it was very quiet. And if no one knows anything about aviation, this is where it gets interesting. All of a sudden, I just watch, like, you just turn on a light bulb. I just watched one orb pop into play. It's drifting towards going north, and all of a sudden, I watch another one pop into play. And shortly after, another one, and another one. So in total, there were 7 orbs, all going parallel with the mountain range, heading north, and not one of them made a sound. And first indication was, because my dad was a pilot, I automatically assumed that they were planes or helicopters, but I didn't see any fuselage lights or any wing lights. That was the first indicator. The second indicator was, if it was helicopters, cold pressure stays low, heat rises, helicopters will fight that cold pressure, and it's actually very loud. You can clearly hear the blades. And when they started hitting a certain point to where you'd assume that you'd hear the sound of either an engine or the blades, there was no sound. So I immediately ran into, because I'm a blacksmith, I ran into my blacksmith shop, grabbed my dad, and grabbed my brother. We all ran outside, and sure enough, they all see this, and it was pretty cool because my dad is literally the biggest skeptic of any of that kind of stuff. Bigfoot, I mean, aliens, he kind of has a little bit of it. Okay, maybe. But when he's seen that one, it left him speechless, and he still talks about that one to this day. That's my UFO story. I thought this would be a good one to share, being the day that the U.S. Navy announced the existence of aliens. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Jake. Now, let me first say that it's great that the craft was still there when you took your family out to see it. Because oftentimes, whatever it was you were looking at is long gone by the time you convince anyone else to come check it out. So you got lucky there. And as for disclosure, that stuff is getting pretty wild. Back in November, it was all but admitted to that not only have officials recovered wrecked craft, but biologics as well. Meaning aliens, extraterrestrials, or maybe ultra-terrestrials. Or as I've been predicting for a while now, time travelers. Either way, it really seems to be heating up in Washington. And if you're not paying attention to it, you should be. It's very much real, and frankly, I don't know what's scarier. The invaders, or the public servants that are keeping all that information from us. Now, I'm certainly no expert in that field, but I'll do my best to keep everyone posted on all the updates on that going forward. And thank you again, Jake, for the phone call.
I just wonder, what are you going to be like when the game's on the...
Happy holidays.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And meet the men and women whose decision.
Read what it says.
Now, folks, I have a very lengthy but very important message I have to deliver to you. So I appreciate your patience for a couple minutes. Now, you probably noticed that we're already on episode 20 of season 18. And episode 20 is typically designated for a hometown legend episode. Well, that's not going to happen. At least, not yet. But let me back up. After much consideration, I've decided to continue the Tuesday episodes into the new year. They've been a lot of fun to put together. It's given me an opportunity to play some calls that I know we've been sitting on for a while. And most importantly, you guys really seem to like them. So I'm going to keep the train rolling, but with a few caveats. I carved out 8 weeks this coming year where we won't have a Tuesday episode. Those are designated days off for us. But I promise I won't take all 8 at once. But every once in a while, here and there, there won't be a Tuesday episode. But I'll give you a heads up, so you're not out there looking for that episode. Now also, you won't always like the subject matter of these Tuesday episodes. And that is perfectly okay. But there's no need to send me a nasty email about how much you hate a subject. Or write me a bad review about how dumb I am that I covered it. There will be a new topic in the next week. So maybe you'll like that one a little better. Or, there's always that Thursday show that gives you a grab bag of all sorts of different calls. So basically, this is my way of saying some of these topics might get a little bit obscure. But trust me when I say, I'll make it work. And lastly, the format might change just a bit from time to time, meaning that I might bring in a guest every once in a while to go through some of these calls. Now, this is not only a great way to cross-promote and grow our audience, but episodes like that tend to be easier for me to assemble. I also like to change things up from time to time. Keep things fresh. Make new friends. That kind of thing. And that brings me back to Hometown Legend. Because of these Tuesday episodes, we've decided to extend the season to 50 episodes from here on out. So every 50 will be designated as the Hometown Legend episode. Now, it sounds like a lot, but we're pretty similar to our original 20-episode structure. This just extends it 5 weeks. Now, I know all this information is boring, and that you want to hear some more stories, and I promise I'm getting to that. But I just wanted to fill everyone in on how we're moving forward so that you're not wondering what's going on. So thank you for allowing me that little rant. And now back to the calls, and on to this next entry, which takes us to the Empire State. Welcome to the program, Candace.
Hi, Derek. This is Candace. I'm calling from New York. I've been listening to your podcast now for a while and absolutely love it, so thank you. I've been playing with the idea of calling in and sharing this story for quite some time, and I spoke to my mom and she said, do it. So here I am. This is a strange story. Happened over the course of a week and continued to happen for several years. You'll see why. So my sister was pregnant with my niece back in September of 2010. Her due date was September the 13th. So I had come home from college that week to spend some time with her before the baby came, be there to hopefully be there when the baby came. So she was going out on a date with her boyfriend at the time. And he all called us outside. He came into the house and he said, hey guys, come check this out. So we all went outside. And he was like, look up there. Look at that star. He's like, I've never seen that before. He goes, what is that? So me, my mom, my sister come outside. And we stare up at the sky. And there is a star, a new star that we'd never seen before. My mom's house has a very clear view of the sky. She lives near a mountain. There's a lot of nature around, so there's not much light pollution. So we're staring at this thing, and it's strange. It's not like a normal star. It is long and skinny, like a silver strand more than a star, but it has that same twinkling effect of a star. So we're staring at it and we're thinking maybe it's the reflection off of some kind of satellite or what have you. Now, we're a family that a lot of weird things happen to, so seeing this in the sky wasn't really one of the weirdest things that have happened to us. But we all kind of shrug our shoulders and go, yeah, that's weird, thinking that, you know, it'll go away. Now, this star stayed in the sky that entire week. And we definitely thought that was strange because it didn't move like the rest of the stars moved. And it stayed in the exact same spot throughout the night. And it would disappear before morning, you know, in the twilight in the morning when you can still see the stars. Well, this would be gone. But every night it would be there. So it's nearing my sister's due date, and she goes out one night, and my mother and I are walking around the neighborhood. And we're nearing my mom's house, and we both get this strange feeling that something's watching us. And we turn around and look up at the sky towards the mountain she lives at the base of. And out of the mountain comes this glowing ball of light. Now, it wasn't just a glowing ball of light. You could tell there was something metallic behind this light. And it rose up completely vertical and then slowly made its way towards us. Now, we thought at first maybe this is some kind of weird helicopter, but no. This was different. This made not one noise and moved with such fluidity. I can't even describe the way it moved, the way it looked. It was a fuzzy, warm light. And like I said, you could tell there was something metallic behind it. And it came above us, and it hovered there above us. I would say maybe 4-5 stories above us. And it was huge, maybe the size of a large SUV, but round. And we couldn't see through it. It was just this soft, fuzzy light that kind of vibrated and pulsed. We stood there holding each other because we were terrified. And it seemed as though, and my mother will corroborate this to anyone who asks, it felt that this thing or whatever was inside it was staring back at us. It was this strange feeling of connection. Like, we knew they were looking at us, and they knew we were looking at them. It was like this strange acknowledgement. And my mom and I looked at each other, and we said, are you seeing this? And we both shook our heads in disbelief and looked back up at it. And as we looked back up at it, it started moving slowly away from us. And then, this is the craziest part, and it gives me chills just thinking about it. It shot up into the sky with insane speed, nothing that I've ever seen before. And it went up and up and up and up and into the center of the Milky Way until it just disappeared. Gives me such chills. As we neared my mom's house, we came around the clearing where you could see the whole sky. And the star that had been there for the entire week was now gone. And we looked at each other and we both started crying. And then within 30 seconds, my mom gets a phone call and my sister is in labor and on her way to the hospital. My niece is born. She's beautiful. She's wonderful. She's this beautiful creature born on September 11th. The most amazing kid I've ever met. Very cool fact about her. She has one brown eye and one blue eye. And she's so smart and brilliant and weird. And when she was an infant, she would stare at the sky and cry and scream and cry. And when she was able to talk, she would cry up at the sky, reach towards it and say, I want to go home. I want to go home. Take me home. And then when she was about 3 or 4, she started telling people that before she was Anna, she was a dark man that lived in the sky. So we're not sure what happened, but we're pretty sure my niece is some kind of alien. All right, well, I'm not sure what it was or what we saw, but my niece will still to this day tell you that she remembers the stars. She doesn't remember anything of them. She just can remember the feeling of being there. So if you have any idea what this might have been, if you've heard anything like this before, it would be wonderful to get another perspective on it. I've told a lot of people. A lot of people think I'm crazy. A lot of people think it's amazing. Let me know. I'm so happy that I finally called in and shared this story. I love what you do. Keep it up. Take care.
Thank you, Candace. Now, just so I'm getting this one straight, a UFO buzzed you and your mother just as your sister was giving birth. And it's a possibility that your niece was aboard that UFO before she was born. You don't hear about that every day. But many paranormal researchers, especially on the alien side of things, have received reports of alien hybrid breeding programs being conducted by whatever these things are that have been abducting people. Well, allegedly, at least. And some of those hybrid children supposedly made their way to Earth. Although this theory isn't all that popular, those that know it call those kids star children. So that's something you might want to look up, Candace. And at the very least, there's some anecdotal evidence to support her series of events. Weird or not, I love the story, and we thank you again for sharing it with us, Candace. Now, folks, I have to take one last break
then I have a pair of tails that will leave you scratching your head and adding another layer to your tinfoil fedora. Don't go anywhere.
Pretty much a parking lot getting away from Victory Boulevard.
Here he is on...
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
And we'll buy your used car from you.
You're seeing this hand to the river. Your cards have already been flipped.
Now, for a state with the lowest population, it sure is represented well here tonight. We're headed back to the cowboy state, folks. Monica, from my old stomping grounds of Casper. Welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Hi, Derek. My name is Monica, and I'm a fairly new listener in Central Wyoming. For the longest time, I worked in Casper, Wyoming, but I lived in the tiny town of Glen Rock, about 25 miles south-southeast. One night in late fall or early winter of last year, we hadn't gotten any snow yet, but it was still getting dark pretty early. I was driving home from work southbound on I-25. I came to the bottom of the off-ramp to Glen Rock and looked up to try to find the moon. We have these big, clear, gorgeous skies here in Wyoming, and it's pretty common for me to just look up and appreciate it. But this time, I saw these two very bright, very still lights sitting next to each other, almost like car headlights parked right in the middle of the air. Now, at this point, I had driven this same route, stopped at this same off ramp almost every day for 10 years. I was very familiar with the sky at this particular spot. These were so bright, pure white, and totally out of place. I am a hardcore believer of spooky and paranormal things, but I am also a huge skeptic about most of it. So whenever I experience something weird, I try to figure out what normal things could possibly have caused it. It's hard for me to have judged the distance or height of these things because it was dark and I didn't have anything to compare them to for scale, but they seemed to be a lot closer than what an airplane flies at. Plus, they were really still. I rolled my window down to see if I could hear anything. We get helicopters here fairly regularly, and those are all super loud. Nope, no sound. I thought maybe it was a beacon on the tower. We have lots of those too, but it wasn't on any of the windmills, towers, or power plant that I'm familiar with. I figured that I would check the next night to see if maybe a new tower had gotten up without me noticing. In the meantime, though, I had to turn left to drive down the road into Glen Rock proper. I called my fiancé because he's the one who's afraid of aliens, and I told him, I'm seeing these weird lights in the sky. If my call drops off, it means I've been abducted by aliens. And he kind of laughed at me, and we started talking about the day. But as I'm driving, I kept glancing out my side windows to keep an eye on these lights. The road into town is about a mile long and kind of curves around and off from where the lights were. And I realized that my moving is changing my visual relationship to it. All of a sudden, one light gets blocked off, and then the other does. Imagine if, like, if you were standing next to a car with its headlights on, and you move around to the side, and you can't see the headlights because the body of the car is blocking them. But by the time I got home, I couldn't see them all, so definitely not planets. The next night, I looked for them again, and they weren't there. So not a new tower or a beacon. A few weeks later, I'm driving home down I-25 again, but this time I'm about halfway home, so maybe 10 miles north of where I originally saw the light. It's again dark, and there's no one really on the interstate. And I look up, and there's those two lights again, just like headlights. But this time I realize that they're perfectly lined up above the interstate. And everything else was the same, though. Very still, very bright white lights. I keep driving, and suddenly I realize that I'm going to drive right underneath these lights. So I open up my sunroof, and as I pass underneath them, I looked up. From directly below, I saw the two lights, but not as bright. Again, I get the feeling like something was blocking them, almost like half the lights, but the half I was seeing was just as bright. I hope that makes sense. And then behind and in the perfect center was another light. So a perfect triangle of three lights. Again, they were so still, just sitting there. Definitely not a plane. I've never seen a drone keep that still, especially with our winds. And I passed underneath them, went on my way, and lost track of them within a few moments. I told a couple people about what I had seen, but not too many. Ghosts are really regular for me, but somehow this was just too weird and kind of freaked me out. So fast forward to about a week or so ago. My lovely friend Missy is telling me about your podcast, and I told her about the lights, and she agreed that it was weird, and she tells me that I'm going to love your show. So I pulled up the show, and I picked a completely random episode to start with. I think it was season 5 something, you know, episode something. And to my absolute shock, that episode, my very first of your show, had a written submission from a woman in Colorado who seems to have seen exactly what I saw. I thought that was a pretty weird coincidence, and I had to really call Missy and tell her about it. She was right, by the way. I do love the show. I'm enjoying binging it. Thank you so much for gathering these stories and for giving us the place to share them. I hope that you have a great day. Bye.
Thank you, Monica. And a big thanks to Nikki for suggesting our little program. Now, like I'd mentioned, I'd spent a little time in Wyoming back in the day. Mid-90s, I want to say. I was there 2.5 months, one summer, helping my uncle on his little farm. Just trying to get a change of scenery. I can't say I lived there, but I spent enough time to get a sense of the place. And I learned that it's interesting and very windy. And coincidentally, that's where our crypto den mom, Addie Lloyd, is from. Hope you're doing well out there, Addie. And apparently, that's where a lot of these UFOs are from, as well. At least that's what it sounds like here this evening. And to answer your question, Monica, yes, that shape and description is very common amongst contemporary UFO sightings. I don't have numbers in front of me, but I receive many more black triangle UFO stories than I do any other UFO description. By far. In fact, tonight's closer is another black triangle story, although I'm not sure this one has such a benign ending. Please welcome Malachi from New Hampshire.
Hey, Derek. This is Malachi from Northwood, New Hampshire. If you don't know the area, we're about the middle between Concord and Manchester. Very, very woodsy town built around Route 4. So we have a couple gas stations, a few restaurants, but all back roads off of that and a bunch of houses. This is not my story. This is a friend of mine's story. I've been hearing, you know, my whole life. And I'm very personal with the family. They're basically my own family. So one night, both of her parents were away. They were sitting in the hot tub. It was her and my other friend, Haley, Julia and Haley. They were sitting in the hot tub that's in the backyard, but they do have a pool hall that covers the rest of the backyard from sight, and they have a decent field. after the pool hall. They were sitting, it was a pretty clear night, so the sky was pretty dark. It was night, obviously. The moon was out, stars were out, we don't have much light pollution. So they were sitting there, and they start seeing this triangular ship in the sky. It's orbiting their yard. It's pretty low. They can make out all of the details, which are simply just black, triangular, you know, typical UFO. I've heard multiple stories like this on the podcast, but nothing as to where I'm going. So they see it land. It lands in the backyard, and obviously they both freak the hell out. They're like, oh my God, they run inside. Nobody's home. They lock the doors. They hear nothing. Nothing from there. You know, they try to live the rest of their night easy. They don't go investigate because there's little kids. Now, within the next couple months, and this is interesting because the parents weren't home that night they saw the UFO. Within the next couple months, the dad, his name is Christian, he wakes up one morning with this weird itch on his back. He happens to have his wife look at it. And what's there? It's a small black triangular chip. No bigger than a centimeter. All sides are equal, and there's three little incision points on each point of the triangle. They're just little tiny lines. And, you know, Julia calls me. She's like, yo, come look at Christian's chip. And believe it or not, it's there in his back, you know, not on his shoulder, but his upper back. And it was red. Like, it almost looks like he got a tattoo there. Like, it was red, irritated, you know, there was obviously something under his skin. And he learned to live with it. He never got it taken out. He never investigated it. He wanted to live with it because his belief is if he takes it out, the thing that puts it in there, they're going to come looking for him. So he just lives with it. Now, if that was me, I'd be cutting that thing out immediately and trying to investigate. But yeah, that's what I have for you. I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening for about a month now. A lot of people start at the beginning and go up. I kind of just listen to my miscellaneous episodes, but you know, I'm really loving what you guys do, and I tell all my friends about your podcast. I know multiple people that listen to you guys because of me, and I just want to say I appreciate hearing everybody's story, and you know, thank you for doing what you're doing. And yeah, hope to hear this. Have a good rest of your day.
Thank you, Malachi. Now, I get both sides of that. Part of me agrees with you, Malachi. I'd want to dig that thing out of my skin ASAP. But I'd also think like your friend's dad. It would be like cutting off an angle monitor. Once you do, the heat is on. Now, it's a scary situation to be in, but a rare one as well. Because I can't think of any other Black Triangle reports that also include alien abduction. Usually, typically, it's boom, the craft is above you. Then boom, it's gone, kind of thing. No interaction whatsoever. But I'll keep my ears open. If that's a thing, I'll find it, and we'll dig into it more. Until then, thank you again, Malachi. And thanks again to all of tonight's callers, because that's going to do it for this evening. Monsters Among Us is written and produced by me, Derek Hayes. Copyright Red Crow Media. Additional support is provided by Sarah Carter Hayes and Delaney Bowers. All media used in this production is done so under the protection of fair use. Give us a like and follow on our social media pages. Give us a couple likes and follow over on YouTube. And leave us a rate and review if that's something you can do. Don't forget you can catch the show on digital radio. Just visit onxnetwork.com to tune in. We go on the air every Saturday at 11 p.m. And finally, tonight's score was provided by Iron Cthulhu Apocalypse, Co.ag Music, Carl Casey, at White Bat Audio. Now, folks, don't forget about Monsters Among Us Jr. Although we're dark this week, we will be back next week with a brand new installment. So if you have youngsters with a story, help them call in as well. 833-MAU-KIDS. We'd love to hear their experiences. Oh, and don't forget about Shadows in the Desert. It's now streaming for free on several different apps. Just visit BorregoTriangle.com to learn how you can tune in for free. And that's my time, folks. Thank you again for stopping by, and I'll see you guys on Thursday
with a brand new installment. Until then, keep it spooky and have yourselves a good night.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.